Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited. Our good buddy, Jeff Sabar, is back, too. Jeff's back from vacation. We're glad he had a good time, and now he's back to work. And you know, I noticed that the economy kind of lurched a little bit when he rejoined us after taking off a couple of weeks. Jeff, as you know, is the chief home officer. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including teleworking and telecommuting. And he's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you, Jeff.
And also the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a galactic award that the SBA gave him. Hey, Jeff, we're glad you're back and glad you guys had fun. Jeff, one of the things that you've talked about recently, it has been something that your wife has been has done, some maybe a pivotal point in her career, and I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about what you were talking about.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you should mention that. My wife is a nurse practitioner, has worked in private practice for many years, for 5 to 7 years is this. She was a nurse before that. But the main thing is as you go into private practice, as opposed to being a nurse or a physician who works, say, in a hospital or somebody who works in a bigger organization, the smaller the organization, the more the contact points you really need, because you're really more important because there's fewer people to fall back on. And she always
wears lots of hats.
Lots of hats, and a lot of people are counting on her. And for years, she avoided technology where a cell phone was sufficient, an analog cell phone was sufficient, such that texting, not so much. If it can make a phone call, it can dial in, it can dial out, that's a beautiful thing. So she avoided, you know, BlackBerry. She avoided the iPhone. She avoided the iPad. She even avoided, to many extent, to a great extent, even using a computer.
Now, Ms. Sabar, ladies and gentlemen, is a highly accomplished, very beautiful woman. But she also has a daughter in college. So we know that she's not a member of the Gen X. I'm sorry, she's not Gen Y. And
right.
She might be on the very upper end of Gen X, probably on the lower end of the baby boomers.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But because I just want to, I think that's important to have the context.
She was not raised with the internet. It definitely came along.
She wasn't born with a USB plug instead of a navel.
There you go.
Right.
Exactly. So, but what's interesting is over time, it crept up around her, and she needed to. She realized, and it was the realization that we're getting at here. You could call her a Luddite, where she was one who resisted the technology.
Right.
Wasn't about to throw a wrench in the system. Didn't begrudge me my use of my BlackBerry, but said it ain't for me.
Of course, okay. She also was in an industry, in the medical industry, especially the private practice medical industry, where it had functioned for millennia, basically, in an analog world. I mean, they used, obviously used some of the digital tools, but in terms of how they collected their information, recorded it, managed it, et cetera, it's pretty much largely an analog world. Until the last 10 years.
And now you see it, you know, coming on like gangbusters because there's been a mandate from Washington for EMRs, for electronic medical records and the like. So, which is, I think, I would argue is a good thing, but
so,
getting people to move that direction has been difficult, and that's what she's done slowly. And I think the point being, and it's come on, and once it caught, it was like a snowball rolling down the side of a mountain.
Now she's like the alcoholic that's gotten. That's no longer drinking, and is now gotten religion, and she's a true believer now.
Yeah, and I think what the key is that it's made business better. This isn't just about somebody who picked up technology. It's made business better because she doesn't have to be tethered by a phone. She doesn't have to be, you know, all things don't have to come by phone. They can come by email. She can be contacted by, you know, by text, by BBM, you know, BlackBerry right. Messenger, whatever. Even her employer, she you know, works in a private practice with a physician who spends many of her, you know, half the time of the year overseas. They can send messages directly over BlackBerry.
Right. And she feels like she's become liberated now.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
But Jeff, one of the things I want to tie this into is right now, one of the biggest problems, not the biggest, but one of the biggest problems that small business owners have these days is finding qualified people for a job, for actual job openings. At a point where we've got 9% unemployment, 14, 15 million people unemployed or so, I understand, there actually are jobs going wanting. And
right.
and even in small business, I've talked to these. I've been in settings where there are many small business owners, and that seemed to be the consensus among them that this is a big problem. And a lot of this is because there are a lot of folks who have experience, like Ms. Zabar has experience, but had not kept up with the technology world.
Right.
And if you're hiring somebody for most jobs these days, even in small business, you not only need experience and maturity and work ethic and a good attitude, you've got to be able to manage the technology. And there are a lot of folks out there who have been where your wife was.
Right.
Or who are,
absolutely.
I should say, where your wife was.
Right. It's a tough time if you don't know. And that's what's jamming up a lot of people right now is just as you said, if you aren't, it is not enough to be able to work in Word. And save and send and be versed with the internet. I mean, it's getting much deeper than that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the technology is really coming along. You look at some of the commercials out there. One of the things on this road trip, we bought an iPad.
Jeff, hold on. I'm coming up on the break. I want to make sure we make one point. How long did it take her, your wife, how long did it take her to actually make the transition to where she feels like now she's not a Luddite anymore? How long would you say?
Probably, you know, 3 to 4 months over time with these little things coming on.
See,
you
folks,
know,
it's
pretty quick.
See this, folks, this is not, that's the beauty of the idiot-proof technology we have today, isn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely.
The user interfaces are almost magic, aren't they?
Right, absolutely. It's silly simple, as we say, and plug and play.
If you're,
put it in our hands, we're good to go.
If you're over 35 and you're unemployed, it might be because, and I'm not saying that it is, I have no way of knowing, but ask yourself, is my technology, am I behind on the technology curve? Could somebody call me a Luddite? Could I be turned down for a job opportunity because of that? If you're running a business and you're asking that, you're answering positively to that question, you need to get it checked out. Could only take a few months to get fixed. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.